I think he's a legit professional athlete. I don't think he's hungover. But here's our buddy Scott Mitchell, our TSN Jays reporter. Have you heard any of that on the beat, you know, covering baseball? I mean, that's going back 20 years, I would assume, Noodles.
Yes. Nope, it happens now still.
You think in 2019, Scott, you still got guys hung over and they're not playing?
I would hope so. I mean, making that much money, I'd want to be hung over a couple days, especially in the baseball season, 162 of them. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it happens.
What would be the town you would circle, though? The one city in the league where you'd be like, that has hangover written all over it.
Oh, man. Well, I'd probably point to Chicago just out of personal experience, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'd all be able to sign off on that.
Yeah, I think we could all sign off on the Chicago. But it's always the gritty little cities that you're like, somebody's got a watering hole or a casino in there. I don't know if it's Cleveland or, you know. Some Kansas
Milwaukee.
City, like, yeah, Milwaukee. It's
the
just
less
out of
there
nowhere.
Is to do.
Yeah, the more there is.
You just got to kill time.
Yeah. True enough. So, Vladdy Guerrero Jr., he's got the left oblique strain. He's been shut down for about 3 weeks. I think most of us are anticipating more than that, just based on the way other oblique issues have caused, you know, flare-ups in the past with other players. But, you know, the first thing that I thought of was the rookie of the year odds here, Scotty. You know, if he was coming up mid-April, he was only going to miss 12, 14, 15 games. You know, I thought he would have more than enough time to put himself in that conversation all year. In fact, I think he'd be the favorite. But if he doesn't come up until, let's say, mid to late May, do you think he'd still have an opportunity at winning the Rookie of the Year?
Yeah, I think so for sure. I mean, that's an interesting question. I think Eloy Jimenez of the Chicago White Sox, he's going to be in a very similar boat. I mean, the White Sox are going to try to keep him down. He might be the co-front runner at this point because he's expected to hit and hit a lot right out of the gates too. But, I don't know if it's going to take that long. I don't know if mid-May to late May is going to be realistic when this is all said and done. But obviously a lot of steps to go. They're going to shut him down for a week, and then they expect maybe 3 weeks off of game action. So if he does get back in that timeline, I am kind of with you. I think they'll kind of slow play this, probably send him down to extended or keep him down in extended spring training to start April, then slowly ramp him back up in Buffalo. But I think May 1st target date would be still fair at this point. And, you know, with the numbers he's expected to put up and, you know, if he can stay healthy for those final kind of 4.5, 5 months, you know, I think he's still the front runner at this point.
What's your sense around the team and your interactions with fans and media when it comes to this ball club? The more anticipated home game, is it the home opener or Vladdy's home debut?
I think 100% Vladdy's debut. I think you ask a lot of fans, you think I'd probably ask a lot of media who they're even playing the home opener on March 28th, and I bet you it's a 50-50 proposition whether they even know. I don't know if you guys know, but Detroit Tigers, Blue Jays series, 4 games off the top, I don't think moves the needle for a whole lot of people considering where both teams are in the rebuilding process. So, everyone's kind of waiting on Vladdy, and unfortunately, it looks like it's going to be a little longer. And, you know, it really does raise some questions of what they'll look to do with this time off because, there is a Super 2 cutoff date as well in June that could, potentially keep him from getting a fourth year of arbitration. 3 is the standard, but if you kind of keep them down and pass that Super 2 cutoff date, which is a little bit of a moving target because it's the top 22% of players in service time that have spent at least 2 years and no more than 3 years in the major leagues. So that gets you a fourth trip through arbitration and can really kind of, bump that earning power down near the end of a contract. And we've seen Josh Donaldson and Nolan Arenado. They've both been Super 2 guys, and they both set arbitration records in their final year. So, you know, that's going to be significant from a monetary point of view. So if there is a setback with this oblique, it'll be interesting to see if they do get into May and he's still in AAA, what they'll decide to do. I think it's, a little bit iffy and a little bit dicey to kick off a relationship that way. Vladdy Jr.'s camp is still a little bit, perturbed that he was left down last year. And, you know, there likely will be a grievance of some sort pending, at some point with this situation. So, I think the relationship's more important. But, depending on how this goes over the next few weeks, it will definitely be interesting to monitor as you get into the spring here.
Just what we all want to hear, another sliding deadline and when he may or may not come up to hold on to his rights a little bit longer. Scotty, you can talk about his production, which has been as good as anyone can remember for any prospect. He's a young man who's a big guy. Has there been any kind of conversation and whether this injury is related to his weight or to his size about altering that for longevity, because it doesn't affect performance clearly, but just for long-term health?
Well, I think anytime you try to tie, you know, this injury or even the knee injury he had last summer to his weight at this point is pretty speculative. But, mm-hmm. you know, behind the scenes, when you do talk to people in the organization, you know, they're fully aware of the size that this kid is. And, you know, he'll turn 20 on Saturday and, you know, 250 pounds listed at. Whether you think that's maybe, you know, 10 or 15 pounds, a little bit on the heavier side, you know, is another story, but it's pretty clear that, you know, body maintenance, nutrition, conditioning, these are going to be huge aspects of where his career goes. And when you look at it in a bubble, this guy is one of the best prospects to come through, not only in the last kind of 10 years, but maybe ever from a strictly with the bat point of view. And when you factor in the fact that, you know, he's got some defensive concerns. You know, for me, he's a first baseman by probably the 2021 season at the latest. You know, you really have to look at that body, and you have to look at the precedent that's been set by a few players ahead of him. I mean, Prince Fielder, you know, his career was essentially ruined by back problems, and whether you want to attribute that to his size or not, you probably have to ask Prince that. But, you know, Pablo Sandoval, and then a really recent example now is Miguel Sano with the Minnesota Twins. Kind of the same thing. He's, you know, played some first base, played some third, played some outfield, but his body has really blown up over the last couple of years as he got into his 20s. And, you know, he's really suffered. He's had some lower leg injuries. And like I say, you know, it's all speculative to kind of connect those. But there's no doubt it's on the radar of, you know, not just fans, but this organization as they try to talk to him about nutrition and what he needs to do when he's not in the batting cage.
Great stuff as always, Scotty. We'll do it again soon. Thank you, buddy.
All right, fellas. Take care.
There's Scott Mitchell, our TSN Jays reporter.